I'm Steve Miller reporting. A South Korean official says Kim Jong-un has agreed to meet with South Korea's president next month and impose a moratorium on nuclear and missile tests if his country holds talk with the United States, adding,
North Korea made the clear point of view for denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula and said that there was no need to keep its nuclear program as long as there was no military threat against it and the safety of its regime was secured.
U.S. President Donald Trump responded to the news via Twitter, saying, "We will see what happens." Russia's defense minister said Tuesday that Syrian rebels, in addition to civilians, are free to use evacuation corridors to leave the besieged eastern Ghouta area. Jeff Custer reports.
A ministry statement said the fighters could take their guns and their families, but did not specify where they could go. Continuing violence has undercut a UN-demanded nationwide ceasefire in Syria, as well as Russia's self-declared daily humanitarian pause meant to allow civilians to leave eastern Ghouta. On Monday, an international convoy of humanitarian aid trucks cut short its mission to deliver supplies in eastern Ghouta after government forces continued their aerial bombardment and ground assault. The United Nations says another attempt is planned for Thursday. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A Russian transport plane has crashed in Syria, killing all 32 people on board, according to Russian media. The Russian Defense Ministry said the plane went down at Russia's Hmeymim Air Base in Latakia province. The Antonov 26 transport plane was carrying 26 passengers and 6 crew members. For additional stories, follow the Voice of America on social media platforms. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday said the United States is not backing down on its decision to impose